This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Brachos Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. So we're smack in the middle of the sugya of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. We learned out from the words B'shivtecha V'Seichu V'lechtecha V'aderech that it's talking about your own doings, and that's when you're chayav to say Kriya Shema, when you're doing a Dvar Rishus, but not when you're going to do a mitzvah. That is the basic source. And then we said that from B'shivtecha V'Seichu we learn out that if you're osik, if you're actually doing a mitzvah, you're part of a mitzvah, and belecht chavaderech, that's a prat l'chasan, hakonises ha-besula, if you marry a besula, that's talking about when you're mentally occupied in doing because of the distraction of the mitzvah, not necessarily that you're actually doing anything. So asks the Gemara, based on that, ihachi, if that is so, my iria hakonises ha-besula, why is dafka, do we say that you're pater when you marry a besula, when it's a first marriage, afilo konis hasalman anami, even if you marry a widow, should be the same thing. So Gemara answers, hacha tarid, v'hacha lo tarid. He says, in the case where he marries a besula, he's very, very worried, he's very concerned. When he marries an almana, he's less concerned. So imishim tirdif, the whole thing is just concern, you're worried. Afilo tavas v'nasabiyam nami, even if your ship is sinking in the sea with all your merchandise on it or your stocks are all dropping, you're very concerned, you're preoccupied, and you should be pater from all mitzvahs due to the preoccupation. Alamam Rav Zera, Rav Abba, sorry, Bar Zavda Amar Rav, why did Rav Abba Bar Zavda say in the name of Rav, Ovel Chayiv, b'chol mitzvahs and morav zatorchos, v'nat v'lun shalari nemaban pe'er, an Ovel, who's certainly somebody who's very, very occupied with his thoughts, he's still chayiv in all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for wearing tefillin. Why? Because the Navi Yechezkel, in the Navi Yechezkel, Hashem refers to them as pe'er, one's crowning glory. Shenemer, how do we know? Pe'er cha chavosh alecha. Because Hashem said to Yechezkel, when you are going to be in mourning, you should still wear your pe'er. You should still wear your glory, which is referring to the tefillin. So the Gemara says, what you see from here is that an Avil is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. He certainly is experiencing great mental anguish. Why is he chayiv in mitzvahs, whereas a person who's konis et abesula is pater from mitzvahs? Amri, we say back, hasam tir de derishos, hacha tir de mitzvah. Yes, of course, there's a mitzvah for the Avil to mourn his loss, but he doesn't have to be that preoccupied. He still should be able to function on a level that he can do the basic mitzvahs. As opposed to a konis besula, he doesn't have the ability to get it together in that way. All right, there's a lot to say about that. That's a simple shot. That the tirda that an avel feels is only rishus, whereas the tirda that a konis besula feels is tirda de mitzvah. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. This is really smack in the middle of the previous Mishnah, where we're talking about when Rabban Gamliel did certain things that were questionable. It was against what he taught the students. Rochatz laila harishon shemesa ishto. Rabban Gamliel's wife died, and he washed himself. He went and took a shower, or whatever it was, the first night that she died. Amar lo tamidav l'maratein rabbeinu. Rebbe, you taught us, she'avil asur lirchotz, and avil is not allowed to wash himself. Amar lahem, he said back to them, eini kishar b'nei adam. He says, I am not like most people. Istinis ani, I am a very delicate person. I'm a very finicky person, and therefore, just a simple pshat here would be that it would not simply be a miut tanug for me to wash myself up. It wouldn't be reducing pleasure for me to avoid washing. It would be actually causing myself anguish and or pain, and therefore you're not chayev as an avil to cause yourself pain. You don't have to cut yourself and bang your head against the wall. You just have to remove those things that give you pleasure. So for a person who's very, very clean and they hate being dirty and it really bothers them, it's not an isser to wash during the period of avilus. Ukishemes Tavi Avdo, and he had a famous Eved named Tavi who died. Kibla lov tanchumen, he accepted nechama, he accepted visitors. It sounds like he sat Shiva for his Eved. So Amar lo tamidav, his student said to him, L'matein Rabbeinu, she'im makab tanchumen al avadim, you taught us you don't do nicham avelim for an Eved. Amar lohem, ein Tavi Avdi kishar kol avadim, kosher haya. Says, my servant Tavi was not like most avadim, he was kosher, meaning he was extremely learned and righteous person. There's Mishnayos in Maseches Sukkah, and the Gemara in Sukkah, where in the second parak, where Rabban Gamliel praised his servant Tavi in front of the other Chacham, showing what a Talmud Chacham he was. He was not Stam, a regular Eved. He was an Eved who was a big tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham, and therefore Rabban Gamliel felt that he was worthy of sitting Shiva for him. Continuing on in the Mishnah, Chassanim rotza likros kriyashma laila rishon kore. Chassan has the right to say kriyashma on the first night if he so chooses. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer lo kol rotza litol asa shem yito. And Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says not everyone who wants to take this crown or wants to make a name for himself has the right to do it. Because he feels like doing it. He thinks that, no, you have to go by the basic takana and not say Kriya Shema when you are a chassan. Zok the Gemara, my time of the Rabbanan, what is Rabban Gamliel? What is the reason of Rabban Gamliel? Kasavar aninus laila de Rabbanan. He holds that the Avelus at night, or the Ninus at night, is the Rabbanan. Dechsev v'acharisa kiyom mar. V'makam istinis l'gazer be'Rabbanan. Like we said before, why are you allowed to wash yourself? Because he holds the whole issur to wash yourself is midirabbanan, and therefore it was mutter for him even on the first night to wash himself because the rabbanan were not gozer on an istinus. Ukshemes tavi avdo, says the Gemara. Tana rabbanan, we have the following brisa: avadim shvachos ina omden aleim b'shura. You don't line up. When they come back from the funerals, they would line up in a double line, and the Avelim would pass in between the double line, and they would wish them Malkim Yenachem Eschem. So he says, you don't do that when an Eved or a Shivcha dies. And you don't say the Bracha for an Avel, or a Nichum Avelim. You don't say words of consolation to the Avel. Malkim Yenachem Eschem, Maisa, Omeisa, Shivchas, or Shel Rabbi Eliezer, Nichmasu Talmidim Lenachmo. So one time Rabbi Eliezer's Shivcha died, and all of his students came in to console him. Came and shara osam alal aliyah. When he saw them, he went up to the second floor of aluachim. They followed him. He's trying to run away from them. They followed him. Nichnas lan pilon. He went to the an pilon. Nichnas uacharav. They followed him there as well. So he couldn't get away from his talmid. So basically, they kept following him. Nichnas l'traklin, nichnasu achra, he went to the traklin, they followed him there. Amar lahem, kimedumani, sha'atem nichvim v'poshrim. Right? So he says, it seems to me that in general, you guys would even be singed, you would even be burned in slightly warm water. Achshav, i'atem nichvim afila b'chamecham, and now you won't be burned even with boiling hot water. So what is going on over here? So they're chasing him, and everywhere he goes, they keep following him. So he says to them that you guys normally basically he runs to the second floor, they follow him. He runs to the anpilon, which is the entrance hall, they follow him. He goes into the traklin, which is the big area over there, the big open area, and they follow him there too. And then he says, you guys, you normally burned by even the warmest, the lukewarm water, meaning you usually catch a hint pretty well. Now I'm trying to burn you with boiling hot water and you don't get it, right? So he's saying to them, like, I'm trying to give you a hint here and you're just not picking up on the hint. So he says to them, Lo kach shanisi lachem avad mishvach zeinam omden aleim b'shur vein omrim aleim berch saveilim lo tanchumi aveilim. That you're not supposed to do Nicham Aveilim, like we said, for an Eved, in this case a Shivcha. Ela ma omrim aleihem, kishem she'omrim lo la'adam al shoro v'al shemeso, amokim imali l'cha chesroncha. Just as if somebody has property, a shor or a chamor, when he loses his property, you're supposed to say to him, hamokim imali l'cha chesroncha, kach omrim lo al avdo v'al shivcha, so amokim imali l'cha. So too, if you lose an Eved, even though obviously it's a person, it's not an animal, nevertheless, you should say to him, you're not supposed to treat it as if he had a relative who died. Lemaisa, this is actually Paskin Lahalacha, that in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody loses money, it's not the Minig Yisrael. The Minig Yisrael, which is also a very nice thing, but it's not what the actual Torah says to do, which is that if a person loses a significant sum of money, the blessing you're supposed to say to them is, Hamakom Yamali Lacha Chesroncha. Hashem should somehow find a way to make up for your financial loss. Right? Generally speaking, they'll say in Yiddish or they'll say in English, it should be a kapara. Right? It should somehow be a kapara. It should somehow cause an atonement for whatever avera you may have done that led to this. Either way, It's a nice wishes, but the Gemara here is saying that when you lose money, the correct and appropriate thing you're supposed to say is Hashem should pay you back. Tanya Idach, we have another brayse avad mishvachos in maspid, and also you're not supposed to give a hesped, a eulogy for your avadim and shvachos. Rabbi Yossi Omer im Eved Kosher who Omer alav have a ishto v'neman v'nena migio. Right, if he was a kosher eved, so you're supposed to say about him he was a good man, he was trustworthy, and he benefited from his hard work, meaning that's considered a big mila in general, that to earn your keep, and we talked about it earlier in the Masechta, that it's greater to be nene migias kapecha than it is even to have your shemai. So amrulo imkein ma hanachta laksherim. So they say, if that's what you're going to say about an Eved who was kosher, what are you going to say about a kosher, a Jew? Meaning, that's pretty solid to be called an Ishtov, Neman, Nenem, Igio. So he's saying, that's pretty solid for even a good Jew. So what? Certainly for a good Eved Kanani. He says, Tana Rabbanon, in Korin, I'm sorry, leave it at that. Then that was the response. So Tana Rabbanon, we have another Bryce. In Korin, Avos, of in Korin, I'm sorry. Let's try to do this again. So he says, one second, I got distracted by something, I apologize. Tana Rabbanan, Inkorin, Avos El Shlosha, Inkorin Imo, El Arba. You only call three people the Avos, Avon Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you only call the Imos, the four people, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Avos, my time, and what's the reason that we only call them the Avos? Ilema Mishim Dele Yadina, Nimi Ruven Ka'asinon, Imi Shimon Ka'asinon. Maybe we don't know what Shevet we're from. So if we say Ruven Avinu, we're going to be lying if we come from Shevet Shimon. Yahaki Imos Nami Le Yadina, Nimi Rachel Ka'asinon, Imi Leah Ka'asinon. But then you can't say that Leah Imenu or Rachel Imenu because maybe you're from the other one. Elad Hacha Chashive, Tvelo Chashive. It's just a level. Up until that point, they were on that level. More than that, they further down the lineage, they were not on that level. Tanya idach avadim mishvachos ein karin osam abba ploni v'ima plonis. Right, for an eved or a shivcha, you don't give them these very choshuva titles like abba chilkia or abba mori. Right, so these were titles that you gave. You don't give an eved even tavi. Let's say you don't call him abba tavi. Aye, but he says, not Bishel Ram Gamliel, Ekornosam Abba Ploni, Abba Plonis. But if it was Ram Gamliel Zeved, they would call him that. Or Ram Gamliel Shevcha, they were all such big tzaddikim and tzidkanios that they would call them these things. Maisalistar, why are you trying to tell us a story which goes against it? Not Mishum de Chashiva. We're saying that there are Avadim and Shvachos that have such Chashivas. Amra Bilazar, Mai Dechsiv, Kain Avarechacha, Bechayai, Bishimcha, Esakapai. Right, so what is going on in this pasuk? He says, "Yes, thus I will bless, or yes, I will bless you in my lifetime. In your name, I'll raise up my hands, and I'll daven to you." That's referring to Kriyashma b'Shimcha. It's a kapai zutfila. That's talking about davening. And if he does this, what does the pasuk in Tehillim say about him? So he says, "Kimo chalev v'deshen tispa nafshi." Right, so my soul will be satisfied with good things, with chalev and deshen, right? So saying that the lo od elishen nochal shnei olam. Also, you're going to inherit two worlds, olam hazev olam habosh. Nemar as the same exact pasuk just ends off. Is sifsai rananos yahalal pi. Fine. And okay, let's move forward. Rav Lazar Basar de Messiah Tzlusei, after Rav Lazar would finish davening his regular Shmon Esrei Omer, Haki would say this, Yihi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetishkan bipureinu ahava v'achva v'shalom v'reis, v'tar begvuleinu talmidim, v'tatzliach sofeinu achris v'tikva, v'tasim chalkeinu b'gan Eden, v'sakneinu b'chever tov v'yetzer tov ba'olamecha, v'nashkin v'nimtza yachul l'vavena l'yira es shemecha, v'tavu lefanecha Koras Nafsheno Litova. So that was his special tefillah that he would add on to the end of Shemon Esrei. What was he basically saying? Saying he should give us love and achdus, shalom and reis for one another. Also, give us many talmidim, people learning a lot of Torah, and it should lead to great things in the future. We should have a lot of hope for the future and a lot of positive things going on. Put our chalokim in Gan Eden. Give us good friends and give us good inclinations to do good things. And we should, right, when we wake up in the morning, we should feel a sense of drive to serve you as best as we can. And we should give you, you know, you should you know, all of our efforts should be well received by you. That's basically what his tefillah was. Rabbi Yochanan, Basar d'Masayim Tzlusei Amar Hacha. When he would finish his davening, he would say the following: He ratzon lefanech Hashem Elokeinu, shetatzitz bevoshtenu, v'tabit b'ra'asenu, v'tislabish b'rachamecha, v'tiskase b'uzcha, v'tisatef b'chasidusecha, v'tisazer b'chaninusecha, v'tavol lefanecha midas tuvcha v'an v'sanosecha. So he had an opinion which basically said, what am I davening for? That you should see how inadequate we are, how embarrassed we are, and you should somehow take tremendous mercy, you should gird yourself in rachamim, cover yourself with strength, and just constantly giving us chesed and positive things, and be humble, because otherwise we don't stand a chance. So he basically took a slightly more negative view of the people, but saying, basically, Hashem, compared to you, we are nothing, and we need all the mercy we can get. Rabbi Zeira, basim d'mesayim tzlusei amar hachi. So Rabbi Zeira, when he would finish his davening, he would say this. He ratzam lefanecha Hashem alokeinu shalom nishcha nechta, sorry, we shouldn't sin, v'lo nevosh, v'lo nikolim me'avoseinu. We shouldn't be embarrassed in front of our fathers, meaning we should be good Jews. We should keep the links in the chain going. Rabbi Chia basu d'matzli amar hacha. Rabbi Chia, when he finished davening, he said this. He ratzam lefanecha Hashem alokeinu shetehei torasecha m'nosecha, m'nosenu, sorry. That Torah should be our profession. Right? And we should not give up hope. We shouldn't, our eyes should not become dark. All right, so all of these may have been a little bit new to us, but this one hopefully we will recognize. Rav Basar Tzlusei Amar Hachi. So Rav, and note, Rav didn't say this once a month. He said this every single day when he finished davening, maybe even three times a day. Yiratzam milafanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetiten lanu chayim arukim, chayim shal shalom, chayim shal tova, chayim shal bracha, chayim shal parnasa, chayim shal chilut zatzamos, chayim sheish bohem yiras chayt. Right? So we say it, Yerushamayim yiras chayt. But yiras chayt, chayim sheim bohem busho klima, chayim shal osher v'chavod, chayim sheteinu banu avas torv yerushamayim, chayim shetamale lanu es kol mishal sivayna letova. So this was what we say for Birkas HaChodesh as an introduction to Birkas HaChodesh. It's called Tfilas Rav. Rav used to say this every single day. The way we say Elokai Netzor, that's what Rav would say at the end of his Shmon Esrei. Fine. Rebbe, Basar Tzlusei Amar Hachi. Rebbe, when he finished davening, he would say this. Yiratzam Elefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetatzilena Me'azei Panim Me'azus Panim Me'odam Ra Me'fega Ra Me'etzer Ra Me'chever Ra Me'shachin Ra Bris. Hopefully some of us recognize that one as well. That we say after Birkas HaShachar every single day. So that was Rebbe's tefillah, that when he would finish davening, he would say, Hashem, please save us from all kinds of bad people and bad midos and bad interactions and from our own Yitzhahara and getting involved with people who want to harm us, whether or not it's a Jew. Fine. Moving right along, the af al gav the kaimik tzutze ale de Rebbe, right? Even though there were shomrim, there were people standing there while Rebbe would daven, he wasn't embarrassed to use this particular words. Reb Safra basu tzutze amar achar. Reb Safra finished daven. He said this: Yiratzam lefanecha Hashem alkeinu shetosim shalom bepamalia shalmalo pamalia shalmata. Should make peace between the heavenly courts and the worldly courts. Right? And amongst the students as well, whether they're learning for the right reasons or not. And those who are learning shalol lishma, please make it so that they start learning lishma. All right, we'll leave it over there. We'll continue with the different tefillos that the Tanaim and Amoraim said later.